taking my time on my ride. Oh, oh, Scotty, you and I have something in common. One thing in common.
Dude, only one. Trust me.
We take Uber a lot. We love Uber. Uber is our ride-sharing service of choice. But there's a new law coming in through Annapolis that could affect people who use Uber or Lyft or any other ride-sharing company in the free state of Maryland because these things always sound right. They always sound great. Best intentions, right? Lawmakers in Maryland want to make sure that you have a safe ride when you use a ride-sharing company, and so they want to make sure that these companies, Uber and Lyft, put their drivers through a fingerprint-based background check. Well, that sounds reasonable, doesn't it? Well, what's really at play here, let's talk to Jared Meyer. He is a senior research fellow over at the Foundation for Government Accountability and wrote about this over at American Spectator. Thanks for joining us, Jared.
Hey, thanks for having me.
So, I mean, we all want a safe ride. What's wrong with making sure that the person doesn't have a criminal record? Why not do a fingerprint background check?
Well, there's nothing wrong with making sure that people don't have a criminal record if they're going to drive with Uber and Lyft. The part that it's wrong is trying to do it through a fingerprint-based background check because simply it's not effective and it's discriminatory. So the name-based background checks that Uber and Lyft already do a much better job of ensuring safe rides than what Maryland's trying to force the companies to do.
But why not do both? I understand there's cost involved, but we're talking about people's safety. And when you look on their website to apply to be a driver, you must be 21 years old, 3 years of driving experience, have a four-door vehicle, iPhone 4S. It doesn't say anything, must not be a murderer or a rapist or a serial killer. And yes, a name base, but what's wrong with more security?
Well, I think the problem with a fingerprint background check is police departments do a terrible job of keeping these up to date. And that's because fingerprint repositories were never meant to be a job screening tool. They were meant to be a law enforcement tool. So if someone's arrested, then never charged with a crime or found not guilty, police departments would then have to update that record. But they don't do it a lot of the time. So that's why if you were going through this fingerprint check that Maryland wants to make Uber and Lyft use, only half the results would be accurate. I don't think something that's only has a 50% accuracy rate is good enough for Maryland and good enough to keep riders safe.
Well, but what about identity theft? I mean, listen, we know that there are a lot of people who are in the country illegally. They are using another person's social security number. They are using another person's name in some cases. So how is that background check based on name going to really screen out the people who may have committed crimes if they've stolen an identity?
That's the best argument in favor of fingerprint-based background checks, but I still think we're not seeing a problem to make this change. If you look at it right now, ride-sharing is safe on its own. I mean, if you commit a crime while driving in an Uber, you must want to get caught. And we always have to compare new technology with the existing alternative. If we look at taxis, for example, in New York City, taxi drivers are the number one cause of sexual assaults by strangers. The police commissioner even told women to not take taxis by themselves. We don't have that concern with Uber because the drivers are verified, they're being tracked throughout their whole trips, and there's other safeguards in place.
He makes a good point there, Scotty. I know you take Uber a lot, and one of the great things about it, you've done it when we're meeting somewhere at night or first thing in the morning like we do here, which is really the middle of the night, you can send me a link so I know exactly where you are. I'm sure you do that with your husband, but Meredith does it when she's on a drive. Isn't that safer?
Absolutely. And that's what the question is. Okay, so let's talk about what's the real intention? So many times we find with government policies that they just cloak it in the idea of safety or for the children. What are they really trying to do with this?
Well, I think there are some lawmakers who are trying to protect public safety, and they've watched so much CSI that they think fingerprint background checks just sound good. I mean, when I first started looking at this, back when Austin pushed out Uber and Lyft over the same issue, I thought the same thing. I was like, fingerprinting sounds good, but when you look at the numbers, it's different. But there's also the lawmakers and the special interests like the tax industry that just want to keep new competition out. And I should point out, taxi drivers do have to get fingerprinted, but the best way to go forward would be to free taxi drivers from those requirements and then allow them to use the more effective name-based system rather than applying this antiquated restriction that makes no sense onto a new technology.
So basically, this is to actually hurt capitalism. This is to hurt the small businessman.
I would argue that, and you can see today in the Baltimore Sun, there's an op-ed saying that Lyft and Uber drivers should be fingerprinted. Well, it should come as no surprise that it's written by a president of a taxi association. So they're really the only ones cheering for this.
Let me ask you this, Jared, because I agree with you. I think that this is just the government trying to get in the way of free enterprise, and I think that Uber and Lyft work great the way that they are, and there is accountability there. However, if I'm in business, if I'm running Uber, and a government now is trying to force this fingerprint background check on me, obviously it makes me look bad if I say, no, I don't want to do the fingerprint background checks. I'm already doing the name-based background checks. What's wrong? Why would Uber decide it's not worth their business interest to do these fingerprint background checks as well? Just to appease the public outcry? Maybe it's going to cost them more, yes, but isn't it better for their business to just go ahead and do it anyway?
Yeah, that's what a lot of people think, because while fingerprint background checks cost a little bit more, they're not very expensive. The problem, though, is that they are time-consuming, and this time commitment has to be borne by new drivers. So right now, Uber and Lyft pay for the name-based background checks because every additional barrier to starting to work, something that's part-time and 30,000 people in Maryland are using for just maybe driving on the weekend or driving while their kids are in school or some other short amount of time, if you have to go into a fingerprinting center and then wait maybe 2-3 weeks to get approved to drive, you're going to be less likely to do that. So what they're worried about is if Maryland sets a national trend of states requiring fingerprinting, other places are going to follow and be able to add drivers and for yep. drivers.
You're starting to break up there, but we've pretty much reached the end. Jared Meyer, thank you so much for joining us again. Jared Meyer is the Senior Research Fellow over at the Foundation of Government Accountability, and his article on this issue, which is being fiercely debated in Maryland and will be coming to you next, Virginia. You know how these things work. It is found at the American Spectator. The article is titled, Maryland May Force Out Uber and Lyft. Thanks for joining us, Jared.